Well, indeed, it is the Wellness Hour here on the daytime break where we encourage you to live well. Welcome back to it. Today, we've got a very interesting topic. So we're talking about a hidden culprit behind many health issues. We're talking about chronic inflammation on the show. You've probably heard the term before, but do you know how it actually affects your body and what it is that you can do about it? To help us through it is Laura Kirsten, who's joining us once again. She's a health and wellness educator, and she's going to help us understand inflammation and how to reduce it naturally. It's good to have you back, Laura. Welcome back to the Wellness Hour.
Thanks so much, Sinclair. I'm excited to chat about this because chronic inflammation is often at the root of pain, fatigue, and even serious health conditions. But the good news is we can do something about it.
Well, my favorite line from you always is the good news is, right? So let's start with the basics. What exactly is inflammation and why should we be concerned about it?
That's a great question. Inflammation is actually a natural and essential process in the body. It's your immune system's way of protecting and healing you after an injury, infection, or exposure to toxins. But chronic inflammation is different. It's when the body stays in a prolonged state of stress, even when there's no immediate danger. Over time, this can contribute to conditions like joint pain, digestive issues, brain fog, fatigue, and even heart disease, diabetes, and autoimmune diseases.
Sure, that's very interesting. So, I mean, it sounds very serious from how you're explaining it. And how can someone tell if they might be dealing with chronic inflammation?
Some common signs include ongoing fatigue or brain fog, joint pain or muscle stiffness, digestive problems like bloating or food sensitivities, skin issues like eczema or acne, and frequent headaches or unexplained aches. If you're experiencing a few of these, it might be time to look at ways to reduce inflammation naturally.
Sure. And like I said earlier on, I love it because you always give us hope when you say the good news is, which means there's always hope, right, in the midst of these kind of conditions as well. So let's talk now about the solutions. What are some of the practical ways to lower inflammation and feel our best?
The key is to support your body's natural healing process. Here are five powerful ways to do that. Firstly, eat more anti-inflammatory foods. Focus on whole foods like your leafy greens, berries, fatty fish like salmon, turmeric, ginger, nuts, and seeds. These foods are packed with antioxidants and nutrients that can help fight inflammation. Secondly, cut back on processed and inflammatory foods. Refined sugar, processed oils, and excessive alcohol can fuel inflammation and disrupt gut health. Swapping these out for whole, nutrient-dense foods makes a huge difference. Thirdly, prioritize omega-3s for inflammation control. Your omega-3 fatty acids are found in your fatty fish, walnuts, chia seeds, and flax seeds, and these are powerful inflammation fighters. They help balance the body's inflammatory response and support brain, heart, and joint health. If you don't eat enough of these foods, a high-quality omega-3 supplement can be a great addition. Fourthly, manage stress and prioritize rest. Stress and poor sleep are major triggers for inflammation. Practicing deep breathing, prayer, journaling, or spending time in nature can help shift your body into a healing state. And finally, number five is to stay active and move daily. Gentle movement like walking, stretching, or even strength training reduces inflammation, improves circulation, and keeps your body functioning at its best.
Sure, those are great tips. And if someone starts making these changes, how soon can they expect to feel better?
It depends on the person, but many people start noticing improvements within a few weeks. Some of the first signs are increased energy, clearer skin, reduced joint pain, and better digestion. The key is consistency. These small daily changes add up to long-term benefits.
Oh, that has been so helpful, Laura. Before we wrap up our conversation, what's one step that listeners can take today to reduce inflammation?
Start by adding more omega-3s to your diet. Whether it's salmon for dinner, a handful of walnuts, or a high-quality supplement, this one change can have a big impact. impact.
Ah, I think that's a very practical tip that you've given us there. And I mean, Laura, as always, conversations with you are always so enlightening, so much value that you add, so much great tips and information that you give us that really can help us to start daily practicing things that help us improve our health naturally, as you always say. So before we close off the conversation, you know, where can listeners reach you or connect with you on social media if you're on those platforms, if they just want to follow you for more tips on their health as well?
I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on social media where I share practical wellness tips to help you feel your best. Let's continue this journey together. You'll find me on Instagram at Laura Kirsten or on Facebook at Higher Living with Laura.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Laura. As always, it's great to have you share your wisdom with us here on the Daytime Break.
My pleasure. Wishing everyone good health and vitality this coming week.